Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. Global Witness says more than $2 billion in revenues Zimbabwe derives in taxes from mining companies is still missing from state coffers with no one to officially blame.
We don't know what they are talking about. They are not the government of Zimbabwe. The government of Zimbabwe is the one that can actually comment, especially the Treasury, the Minister of Finance, can actually give an account of what is happening in the diamond sector.
President Robert Mugabe has kept more than 1,240 graduates at Chinoyi University of Technology who joined the flooded job market in a country where it is difficult to find formal employment.
As for now, I'm looking forward to get a job, although the economic environment is not well, but I just hope one day I'll find a better job. If not possible, I'll look forward to maybe engage in some projects.
The ejected Matabeleland South Provincial Chairman of the MDC formation of Professor Welshman Ncube says he is appealing his expulsion from the party after he was found guilty of misconduct.
That was a pill to chew for their illegal imposition of the suspect, political suspect to Priscilla Mshoga, MD South, in the proportional representation seat.
Global Witness says more than $2 billion in revenue Zimbabwe derives in taxes from mining companies is still missing from state coffers with no one to officially blame. Global Witness campaigns against natural resource-related conflict and corruption. But the Zimbabwe Mining Development Corporation, or ZMDC, has dismissed the Global Witness reports, though its previous chairman is under investigation for alleged corruption. Global Witness spokesperson, Emily Armistead, says she fears the money will be used to oppress Zimbabweans. Findings by the Parliamentary Mines Committee also point to OPEC dealings in the Marange diamond fields. The report says powerful officials, politicians, and police and army commanders repeatedly tried to thwart the probe into diamond dealings. Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti, throughout his tenure, complained that revenue from diamond mines was not being brought to Treasury. ZMDC Chairperson Florence Goora tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that diamond operations in Marange are transparent.
We don't know what they are talking about. They are not the government of Zimbabwe. The government of Zimbabwe is the one that can actually comment, especially the Treasury, the Minister of Finance, can actually give an account of what is happening in the diamond sector. So the revenues they are talking about, we don't know where they are getting that from.
But Mrs. Goora, previously the former finance minister had also complained that he was not receiving revenue from the diamond sector. Mr. Biti, that is.
He's not in government. That is why I'm actually referring you to people in government. He was in government, and I cannot comment on what he said, but I can actually refer you to the current Ministry of Finance to actually tell you about what happened even during this time. I think the Minister of Finance is qualified to comment on that because he will come in and take on the records and see actually who is saying what. I cannot say why what Mr. Biti's objectives were for saying what he said because I don't know it. I'm in the diamond sector and that is not true.
That was Zimbabwe Mining Development Corporation Chairperson Florence Goora in Harare. But human rights and senior researcher at Human Rights Watch, Dewama Vinga, says the situation in Marange is worrying.
I believe it's does say a lot, but going back to the very same issues that have bedeviled the diamond industry in Zimbabwe, which is basically total lack of accountability and transparency. This has been the challenge since the discovery of Maranga Diamonds in 2006. And as it comes now, you will recall that former finance minister Tendai Biti of the MDC had repeatedly told government and parliament that there is virtually no accountability in terms of revenues. Former mines minister Obert Mpofu of ZANU-PF did not act transparently when he unilaterally identified companies to mine Maranga diamonds. And now we have serious problems because there was no due diligence and there is no information as to the shareholders of those companies who are said to be linked to ZANU-PF leaders.
A Global Witness also says it is concerned that the revenue from diamonds could be used to fund repression and human rights abuses. Is this a legitimate concern?
It is a very serious concern, especially now that you have an exclusively ZANU-PF government that has got even smaller scope for accountability. When there was a coalition government, there were some checks and balances because the MDC side of government would try and insist on access to information. But now you have a total blackout and no one knows what's happening. And you would know that occasionally in the media we get to hear of information of massive corruption that is taking place in Maranga Diamond fields.
That was human rights lawyer and senior researcher at Human Rights Watch, Dewama Vinga, in Cambridge.